Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 101 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Well, here we are again, about to begin another year and what promises to be a very exciting 2018 on the professional tours. There are some big-time players on both the WTA and ATP tours expected to return to action either from injuries or other life events. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some thoughts on the upcoming 2018 WTA season. You know, for the past couple of years, it's been a bit of a carousel atop the women's game. For the most part, aside from Serena when she was healthy and playing, it's been topsy-turvy from week to week, with many top seeds routinely making early exits at tournaments. The opportunity has certainly been there for a player to step up, grab it, and establish herself as the next great champion. Unfortunately, what we've seen over the past 2 years has been, inconsistent play by many of the top players. The pattern has been win a big tournament 1 week, losing the early rounds the next few weeks or months. And we saw this with Kerber after she won the 2016 Australian Open. She did reach the finals at Wimbledon, but struggled for the most part until the US Open, which she won. And then after winning the 2016 US Open, Kerber's game really fell off. I mean, Kerber's 2017 campaign was one she probably wants to forget. You know, we also saw this with Muguruza after she won the 2016 French Open. Muguruza did not reach another final until the 2017 Wimbledon, which she won. And the list goes on, whether it's Monica Puig winning the gold medal in Rio in 2016 or Sloane Stephens winning the US Open this year, the pattern of inconsistency has been prevalent in the women's game. Now, I don't believe much will change in 2018. Certainly, there is no shortage of intriguing storylines, whether it's the current battle for number one between a handful of players who are separated by only a small margin of points, the return to tour of Serena and Azarenka, the anticipation of a return to top form by Sharapova, or perhaps finally, seeing more of the WTA's young phenoms and former phenoms begin to fulfill their potential, and so on. You know, for 2018, I'm anticipating there will continue to be a lot of early round exits by top seeds, and many new champions crowned, just like we have had over the past couple of years. Now, Simona Halep ended the 2017 season as the world number one, edging out Muguruza and Wozniacki. I would not be surprised if there is a new number one after the first couple of tournaments in January. That's how tight the race for number one was ending last season and will be as we get ready to begin the new year. And speaking of Halep, she came close to winning the French Open this year. She held a commanding lead in the final against Ostapenko, but was not able to capitalize. Now, I've talked about Halep in previous podcasts. When healthy, I believe Halep is among the WTA's best athletes and movers. But I believe a significant challenge for her is her physical size. Halep is listed at 5'6", 130 pounds. Now, when you compare Halep to some of the other top players, Serena being 5'9", Wozniacki, Ostapenko, and Garcia are all 5'10", Muguruza is 6 feet tall, Pliskova is 6'1", Sharapova is 6'2", you get the idea. Halep is a great player. I just think she has to work a lot harder for every point game and match in this era of the power game. And as we all know, to win a Grand Slam singles title, it takes winning 7 matches, not 6.5, over 2 weeks. And that takes its toll when you have to work harder than most for every point. Can Halep win a major in 2018? Of course she can. If she stays healthy, Halep should be a serious contender in every major. I believe she's one player who needs to have some things fall in her favor to win a slam. But she should be right there in the thick of things. Halep will start 2018 as the world number one, so expectations will continue to be high. Now, if I had to pick one player at this very point in time who I think could have a banner year in 2018, I'd go with Muguruza. I think for Muguruza, winning her second overall Grand Slam singles title at Wimbledon this year may have gotten her over the hump and instilled that critical self-belief that she is one of, or at the very least, rapidly becoming one of the elite players on the WTA. And I'm optimistic Muguruza will play to her full potential in 2018. And of course, we can't talk about champions without talking about Serena, who has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles. Now, there's great anticipation regarding Serena Williams' return to tour from maternity leave. You know, Serena returned to action this weekend to play an exhibition match in Abu Dhabi versus reigning French Open champ Ostapenko. Overall, Serena looked pretty good for someone who recently gave birth and had not played competitively in 11 months. It was certainly great to see her back on court again, running around, swinging a racket. But let's keep things in perspective. Playing an exhibition match after an extended layoff is a good first step back, but being tournament ready is a completely different matter. We should also keep in mind that Serena is 36 years old. You know, a couple of things to keep an eye on as Serena plays more matches and continues to work off the rust are her quickness and overall movement. Now, this exhibition match didn't really tell us a whole lot, but we should be able to better gauge the state of her game soon enough. For now, let's just enjoy Serena's return and take it as it comes. Sharapova is also one to keep an eye on in 2018, as she looks to rebound from her 2017 campaign. You know, there are some question marks in my view. Sharapova will be 31 years old in the spring. You know, she returned to the tour in April of this year after a 15-month suspension and really could not build much momentum throughout most of the year due to injuries. There were several stops and starts. Hopefully, she can stay healthy in 2018 and string together a few good tournaments. For me, the one thing that was noticeable about Sharapova in her matches upon returning to action was the relatively inconsistency of her footwork. Now, I talked about this in podcast episode number 88. At 6'2", Sharapova is a tall player. And for a tall player, she has always had the ability to make just enough of the little adjustment steps to give herself better spacing and set up to deliver her offensive shots. Now, let me be clear on this. She was still able to cover the court fairly well overall with her long strides, but those quick little steps were not always there. And in this era of power tennis, the ability to get to the ball with optimum setup and preparation is critical. In any case, it's something to keep an eye on over the next few Sharapova matches. Similar to Halep, I expect Sharapova to be in the thick of things in the big tournaments if she can stay healthy. As for the tour's future superstars, there are a lot of really good young players to watch in 2018. This includes Ostapenko, who is the reigning French Open champion, Madison Keys, who I believe will break through and win a major next year if she can stay healthy. And then there's also Svitolina and Kazatkina, who I believe will surprise some people at the majors. Let's also not forget about some of the more experienced players, each of whom had a tremendous 2017 season, like Venus, Wozniacki, Garcia, Pliskova, to name a few. They're not going away and should be in the mix all year. As for first-time Grand Slam singles champion and reigning U.S. Open champion Sloane Stephens, I think she may have a little Grand Slam hangover for the first half of 2018, which is understandable, but I expect her to have a strong second half. All in all, while 2018 for the WTA appears to set up similarly to what we have seen over the past couple of years, I believe we may finally see a player not named Serena step up and firmly establish herself as the next great champion of the WTA. The 2018 action starts next week. Can't wait. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.